So taking a moment to settle into the body, bringing attention to the present moment by feeling the sensations in the body. Inviting awareness to rest within the body. In a very simple way, just sit and know that you're sitting. Adjusting the posture so that it is relaxed and alert, upright and at ease. Knowing the body in this posture, the touch of the ground beneath the cushion or chair, the touch of the hands and the legs, the touch of your clothing. Sensing the calm within the posture. The best you can, letting go of any hope or expectation, letting everything in your body, mind, and surroundings be as it is. Feeling or sensing the body, the somatic experience, relaxing into it. Experiencing the body sensations with all the feeling tones of the sensations. Mindful of the body listening, sounds, quietude, the feeling tones in the sounds. As you're sensing the body, you may naturally become aware of the body breathing. Nothing special to do, the body breathing by itself. Feeling the body breathing wherever you may feel it. You may feel the movement in the abdomen or the chest, or the air passing the nostrils, or you may feel it throughout the whole body. Breathing in, simply knowing that you're breathing in. Breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out. If you notice a space between the out-breath and the next in-breath, relaxing into that space. Awareness of the whole body, the body breathing, the body listening. Simply letting the sounds come and go. Experiencing the natural process of breathing or being aware of sounds. At times, different bodily sensations may become predominant and call the attention. Maybe sensations of tightness, pressure, vibrating, heat, cold, pleasure. Whenever a sensation is strong enough to call the attention away from the breath or sounds, just opening to feeling that sensation. Letting the sensation become the object of mindfulness. And as you bring awareness to the sensation, also noticing what happens to it as you're mindful of it. Does it get stronger? Weaker? Does it disappear? So simply including different bodily sensations in the field of awareness. When the sensation no longer is predominant or it falls to the background, reconnecting with the feeling of the natural breath. As you're feeling the body breathing or the body listening, at a certain point you may become aware that thinking is going on. The thoughts may be words in the mind or images. There may be many thoughts or few thoughts. Sometimes the mind is rather still. Sometimes there's a lot of movement and many thoughts. Knowing how it is. Seeing that you can be aware of it. So at whatever point you become aware that thinking is happening, know that it's thinking. Another object of mindfulness, no different to a sound or a sensation. Sometimes we're not aware of a thought before it's already gone. We remember that we were thinking. Sometimes we may be aware of a thought in the middle when it's present. And if the mind is quite clear, we may be aware of thoughts as they are arising. All is okay. Every time you awaken from being lost in thoughts, taking delight in the moment of awareness, of knowing it. And notice what happens when you become aware of thinking. You may begin to recognize certain patterns of thought, certain kinds of thoughts that come again and again. Maybe planning, rumination, memories or fantasies. If you notice a particular pattern, appreciate the ability to see it. See how awareness is larger than thoughts. that there's thinking and the awareness of thinking. Thoughts arising is not a problem. It's natural, a display of the mind's ability to create or to express itself. So simply including different thoughts and images in the field of awareness. And if they fade into the background, coming back to the body breathing, or the body listening. Along with thoughts, sometimes associated with them, sometimes not, you may experience different moods or emotions. They're states of mind that are spacious, peaceful, imbued with warmth or openness, and the states of mind that are contracted or tight. Bringing awareness to the mood of the moment. What's the climate of the mind at this moment? Familiarizing yourself with the different mood states or emotions. And to do so, it may be helpful to come to the body, to know and directly experience how a mood is influencing the body. For example, knowing what sadness feels like, being mindful of how it feels in the body and the quality in the mind. How joy feels, how anger feels, whatever mood or emotion is present. Exploring the nature of all the different mind states and moods or emotions. Exploring what they're made up of. Each having its own particular flavor. Each having its own particular effect on the body. Getting more and more familiar with the landscape of moods and emotions. Taking interest in this aspect of your experience. Noticing what happens as you're being mindful of a mood or an emotion. Does it get stronger? Does it get weaker? Does it remain the same? Does it change into something else? Resting in the awareness of moods or emotions with kindness and with curiosity. You may see how some thoughts are born from a mood or a mental state, or how thoughts can trigger a mood. Do you notice how some moods tend to be related to a larger narrative? And how some moods tend to have less of a narrative. How the mood of the moment can give birth to thoughts that are flavored by the mood. And how thoughts can deepen the mood. You may notice how moods that are more calm or spacious tend to have less of a narrative, and how moods of contractedness or aversion tends to have more narrative, more story around. So we can bring awareness to some of the moods that are underlying the thoughts. And now, simply letting awareness be more open, more spacious, not focusing on anything particular. Settling back and allowing the ever-changing flow of experience to unfold. Just being present. And resting in the sense of knowing. Resting in awareness. Not holding on to anything, not pushing anything away. letting everything be. And as the practice comes to an end, acknowledging that you've been practicing. Reconnecting with your intention and motivation. And if you like, forming the intention to bring more awareness to the rest of the day.